Unit 1, Three Worlds Meet, Beginnings to 1763. Why it matters. The interactions among Native Americans, Europeans, and Africans shaped the history of the Americas. Native Americans struggled to live alongside Europeans and their ever-growing settlements and colonies. Africans tried to adapt to the new continent to which they were brought involuntarily. Studying these early cultural interactions will help you understand the centuries of history that followed. Chapter 1. Converging Cultures. Prehistory to 1520. Why it matters. Before 1492, the cultures that arose in the Americas had almost no contact with the rest of the world. Then, in the late 1300s, momentous events began taking place that would bring the cultures of Europe and Africa into direct contact with the Americas. This contact had profound effects on the future of the world's civilizations. The impact today. The convergence of the world's cultures in the 1400s launched an era of change that still affects our lives today. Many of our foods, customs, and traditions were originally introduced in the Americas as a result of this cultural contact. Contact among the cultures of the three continents profoundly changed the society of each. American society today includes elements of Native American, European, and African cultures. Section 1. The Migration to America. An American Story. In 1925, an African-American cowboy named George McJunkin was riding along a gully near the town of Folsom, New Mexico, when he noticed something gleaming in the dirt. He began digging and found a bone and a flint arrowhead. J.D. Figgins of the Colorado Museum of Natural History knew the bone belonged to a type of bison that had been extinct for 10,000 years. The arrowhead's proximity to the bones implied that human beings had been in America at least 10,000 years, which no one had believed at the time. The following year, Figgins found another arrowhead embedded in similar bones. In 1927, he led a group of scientists to the find. Anthropologist Frank H.H. Roberts, Jr. wrote, "There was no question but that here was the evidence. The point was still embedded between two of the ribs of the animal skeleton." Further digs turned up more arrowheads, now called Folsom Points. Roberts later noted, "The Folsom find was accepted as a reliable indication that man was present in the Southwest at an earlier period than was previously supposed." Adapted from The First American, A Story of North American Archaeology. The Asian Migration to America. No one can say for certain when the first people arrived in America. The Folsom discoveries prove that people were here at least 10,000 years ago, but more recent research suggests that humans arrived much earlier. Presently, scientific speculation points to a period between 15,000 and 30,000 years ago, much earlier than what scientists believed at the time of George McJunkin's discovery. How long ago the first Americans appeared remains a hotly debated question. Scientists can state much more confidently, however, who these earliest people were, how they arrived in America, and what their lives were like. To learn the origins of ancient peoples, scientists study their skulls, bones, and teeth. In recent years, they have been able to examine DNA, which stands for deoxyribonucleic acid, a molecule described as the basic building material of all life on Earth. DNA recovered from the bones of people who died many thousands of years ago enables scientists to trace their ethnic and thus their geographic origins. From DNA and other evidence, researchers have concluded that the earliest Americans probably came from Asia. To determine how old objects are, scientists rely on radiocarbon dating. With this method, they measure the radioactivity left in a special type of carbon called carbon-14, which can be taken from fragments of wood and bone. Radiocarbon dating works because all living things absorb carbon. Knowing the rate at which carbon-14 loses its radioactivity, experts can calculate the age of the objects the carbon came from. Studies of the Earth's history offer other important clues. About 100,000 years ago, the Earth began to cool gradually, entering what scientists call a period of glaciation. This era is often called the Ice Age. Much of the Earth's water froze into huge ice sheets or glaciers. As ocean levels dropped, they eventually exposed an area of dry land that connected Asia with the part of North America that is now Alaska. The land was named Beringia, after Vitus Bering, a later explorer of the region. Scientists think that about 15,000 years ago, people from Asia began trekking eastward across this new land bridge to America in search of food. Others may also have come by boat even earlier, hugging the shoreline of Beringia. These early arrivals were probably nomads, people who continually moved from place to place. In this case, the people were hunters who stalked herds of animals across Beringia. They hunted such massive prey as the woolly mammoth, as well as antelope, caribou, bison, musk ox, and wild sheep. Wild plants, birds, and fish probably made up an important part of their diet, too. These early peoples did not come all at once. Their migrations probably continued until rising seawater once again submerged the land bridge about 10,000 years ago, creating a waterway that today is called the Bering Strait. Scientists believe that as the Ice Age ended, the nomads' favorite prey, the woolly mammoth, began to die out, either from too much hunting or because of the changing environment. Faced with a dwindling food supply, early Americans began to make use of other types of food, including fish, shellfish, nuts, and small game. Reading check. Explaining. How do scientists determine the origins of ancient peoples? Early civilizations of Mesoamerica. As time passed, early Americans learned how to plant and raise crops. This agricultural revolution occurred between 9,000 and 10,000 years ago in Mesoamerica, meso coming from the Greek word for middle. This region includes what is today central and southern Mexico and Central America. The first crops grown in America included pumpkins, peppers, squashes, gourds, and beans. The most important crop of all was a large seeded grass called maize, which is known today as corn. Maize was important because it could be ground into flour to make bread and could be dried and stored for long periods of time. The shift to agriculture allowed people to abandon their nomadic way of life and stay in one place to tend their crops and store the harvest. With the discovery of agriculture came the first permanent villages. The cultivation of crops also led to many new technologies, including tools for cutting, digging, and grinding. The need to store crops probably led to the development of pottery, and the development of permanent villages led to new construction technologies. As more people began to live in one place, more complex forms of government developed, as did social classes. People learned specialized skills and traded their products for food and other goods. As these village societies became more complex, America's first civilizations emerged. A civilization is a highly organized society marked by trade, government, the arts, science, and often written language. The Olmec and the Maya. Anthropologists think the first people to build a civilization in America were the Olmec. Olmec culture emerged between 1500 and 1200 BC, near where Veracruz, Mexico is located today. The Olmec developed a sophisticated society with large villages, temple complexes, and pyramids. They also sculpted imposing monuments, including 8-foot-high heads weighing up to 20 tons from a hard rock known as basalt. Olmec culture lasted until about 300 BC. Olmec ideas spread throughout Mesoamerica, influencing other peoples. One of these peoples constructed the first large city in America, called Teotihuacan, about 30 miles northeast of where Mexico City is located today. The city was built near a volcano, where there were large deposits of obsidian, or volcanic glass. Obsidian was very valuable. Its sharp, strong edges were perfect for tools and weapons. Teotihuacan built up an elaborate trade network and greatly influenced the development of Mesoamerica. The city lasted from about 300 BC to about AD 650. Around AD 200, as Teotihuacan's influence spread, the Mayan culture emerged in the Yucatan Peninsula and expanded into what is now Central America and southern Mexico. The Maya had a talent for engineering and mathematics. They developed complex and accurate calendars linked to the positions of the stars. They also built great temple pyramids. These pyramids formed the centerpieces of Mayan cities, such as Tikal and Chichen Itza. Marvels of engineering, some pyramids were 200 feet or 61 meters high. Topping each pyramid was a temple, where elaborately dressed priests performed ceremonies dedicated to the many Mayan gods. Although trade and a common culture linked the Mayan people, they were not unified. Each city-state controlled its own territory. Because of the fragmented nature of Mayan society, the different cities frequently went to war. The Toltec and the Aztec. Despite their frequent wars, the Mayan people continued to thrive until the AD 900s, when their cities in the Yucatan were abandoned for unknown reasons. Some anthropologists believe Mayan farmers may have exhausted the region's soil. This in turn would have led to famine, riots, and the collapse of the cities. Others believe that invaders from the north devastated the region. Mayan cities in the highlands of what is today Guatemala flourished for several more centuries, although by the 1500s, they too were in decline. In the meantime, people known as the Toltec began building a city called Tula. The Toltec were master architects. They built large pyramids and huge palaces with pillared walls. They were among the first Native Americans to use gold and copper for art and jewelry. About AD 1200, Tula fell to invaders from the north, known as the Chichimec. One group of Chichimec, called the Mexica, established the city of Tenochtitlan in 1325 on the site of what is today Mexico City. The Mexica took the name Aztec for themselves from the name of their original homeland, Aztlan. Aztlan is thought to have been located somewhere in the American Southwest. The Aztec created a mighty empire by conquering neighboring cities. Using their military power, the Aztec controlled trade in the region and demanded tribute or payment from the cities they conquered. They also brought some of the people they conquered to Tenochtitlan to serve as human sacrifices in their religious ceremonies. When the Europeans arrived in the 1500s, an estimated 5 million people were living under Aztec rule. Reading check. Examining. How did the shift to agriculture allow early peoples to advance beyond mere survival? North American cultures. North of Mesoamerica, other peoples developed their own cultures and civilizations. Many anthropologists think that the agricultural technology of Mesoamerica spread north into the American Southwest and up the Mississippi River. There it transformed many of the scattered hunter-gatherers of North America into farmers. The Hohokam. Beginning in AD 300 in what is now south-central Arizona, a group called the Hohokam created a civilization that featured a very elaborate system of irrigation canals. The Hohokam used the Gila and Salt Rivers as their water supply. Their canals carried water hundreds of miles to their farms. The Hohokam grew large crops of corn, cotton, beans, and squash. They also made decorative red-on-buff pottery and turquoise pendants, and they created the world's first etchings by using cactus juice to etch shells. Hohokam culture flourished for more than 1,000 years. In the 1300s, they began to abandon their irrigation systems, most likely due to floods. Increased competition for farmland probably led to wars and emigration. By 1500, the Hohokam had vanished from history. The Anasazi. Between AD 700 and 900, the people living in villages in the Four Corners area, where Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico now meet, came together to create a civilization. We know these people only by the name the Navajo gave them, Anasazi, or Ancient Ones. In the harsh desert environment of the American Southwest, the Anasazi accumulated water for their crops by building networks of basins and ditches to channel rain into stone-lined depressions with high earthen banks. Between A.D. 850 and 1100, the Anasazi living in Chaco Canyon in what is now northwest New Mexico began constructing large multi-story buildings of adobe and cut stone with connecting passageways and circular ceremonial rooms called quivas. Early Spanish explorers called these structures pueblos, the Spanish word for villages. The Anasazi built these pueblos at junctions where streams of rainwater draining from the canyon ran together. One particular pueblo in Chaco Canyon called Pueblo Bonito covered more than 3 acres. Its 600 rooms probably housed at least 1,000 people. Later, at Mesa Verde in what is today southwestern Colorado, the Anasazi built equally impressive cliff dwellings. Beginning around A.D. 1130, Chaco Canyon experienced a devastating drought that lasted at least 50 years. This probably caused the Anasazi to abandon their pueblos. The Mesa Verde pueblos lasted for another 200 years, but when another drought struck in the 1270s, they too were abandoned. Some anthropologists think that epidemics or attacks by hunter-gatherers may have caused the Anasazi civilization to collapse. The Adena and Hopewell cultures. About the same time that the Olmec people began to build a civilization in Mesoamerica, the people living in North America's eastern woodlands were developing their own unique cultures. The people of the eastern woodlands developed woodworking tools, including stone axes and gouges. They built dugout canoes and made nets to snare birds. They also made clay pots by stacking up coils of clay. Beginning about 1000 BC, the people of the region began burying their dead under massive dome-shaped mounds of earth. The most important early mound-building culture was the Adena culture, which lasted from 1000 BC to about AD 200. The Adena culture originated in the Ohio River Valley and spread east into what is now New York and New England. As the people of the Ohio Valley began to plant crops and build permanent settlements between 200 and 100 BC, another new civilization known as the Hopewell culture rose to prominence. It featured huge geometric earthworks to serve as ceremonial centers, observatories, and burial places. The Hopewell culture mysteriously began to decline after AD 400. The Mississippian culture. Between AD 700 and 900, as agricultural technology and improved strains of maize and beans spread north from Mexico and up the Mississippi River, another new culture, the Mississippian, emerged. It began in the Mississippi River Valley, where the rich soil of the food plains was perfectly suited to the intensive cultivation of maize and beans. The Mississippians were great builders. 8 miles from what is now St. Louis, near Collinsville, Illinois, lie the remains of one of their largest cities, which anthropologists named Cahokia. At its peak, between about AD 1050 and 1250, Cahokia covered 5 square miles, or 13 square kilometers, contained over 100 flat-topped pyramids and mounds, and was home to an estimated 16,000 people. Most of the people lived in pole and thatch houses that spread out over 2,000 acres, or 810 hectares. The largest pyramid, named Monk's Mound, was 100 feet, or 30.5 meters high, had 4 levels, and covered 16 acres, or 6.5 hectares. The base of Monk's Mound was larger than that of any pyramid in Egypt or Mexico. A long wall with watchtowers and gates surrounded the central plaza and larger pyramids. From the Mississippi Valley, Mississippian culture spread widely, following the Missouri, Ohio, Red, and Arkansas rivers. Expanding east across the American Southwest, Mississippian culture led to the rise of at least 3 other large cities with flat-topped mountains, at present-day Spiro, Oklahoma, Moundville, Alabama, and Etowah, Georgia. Cahokia itself collapsed around AD 1300. An attack by other Native Americans may have caused its destruction, or the population may simply have become too large to feed, resulting in famine and emigration. Another possibility is that an epidemic may have devastated the population. Although Cahokia came to an end, many aspects of Mississippian culture survived in the Southwest until the Europeans arrived in America. Reading check. Explaining. By what route did agricultural technology spread from Mesoamerica to North America? National Geographic. Geography and History. Land Bridge to America. During the last ice age, the Bering Strait that now separates Alaska and Siberia was dry land. Across this so-called land bridge, bands of fur-clad hunter-gatherers from Asia trekked to the northwestern corner of America. As they followed herds of woolly mammoths and other big-game animals, they slowly spread east through a corridor between two glaciers and then pushed south into the interior of the continent. These intrepid travelers have been held up as the original Americans. They flourished on the Great Plains and the southwest of the present-day United States. In less than 1,000 years, their descendants had settled most of the hemisphere, from the Arctic Circle to the tip of South America. The intercontinental land bridge that made this amazing journey possible was up to 1,000 miles, or 1,609 kilometers wide. Known as Beringia, it emerged when vast ice sheets absorbed the water, dropping the sea level about 300 feet, or 91 kilometers, to reveal the floor of the Bering Sea. Many scientists agree that the Beringia migration began between 14,000 and 15,000 years ago. Recently, however, archaeologists have found artifacts that suggest people were in America even before the land corridor had opened. The new evidence has led to theories suggesting other possible routes to the Americas. One theory proposes that people crossed from Northeast Asia in skin-covered boats, skirting the shore and landing occasionally to hunt for food and water. Continuing south along the coast, they would have reached South America quicker than by any land route. The Pacific crossing theory suggests that migrants from Southeast Asia went south to Australia and across the Pacific Ocean, hopping from island to island until they reached South America. Yet a third theory, the Atlantic crossing theory, suggests that America's earliest inhabitants were from southwestern Europe, modern-day southern France and Spain. Hugging the edge of the glaciers in the North Atlantic, they may have sailed from Iceland and Greenland down to North America. A skull found in Brazil has also prompted some people to consider the possibility of an early migration from Africa.